was asking what was this increase based upon? Is it based upon the program? Was it based upon the additional capacity required, additional personnel, and operations? So I haven't heard that answer yet. Now I wanted to ask the general in terms of the issue about independence, the operational independence. I think they saw reading the judgment there. How do you travel general? How do you get to point A to point B? Should you, I'm trying to see what capacity you have. The general decision makes you don't have a capacity to get to Dallas or to get to Northern Cape or to get to Houston. Separate from the commission, to get there. So if you were to mount some kind of operational, that is operational independent capacity, what do you do? How do you get there? To get into commercial, to Mango, or you get into the express to get there, how do you get there? And if operations are sensitive, how do you get there without resources? So the point I'm making, the question I'm asking, is to understand your presentation, your submission to Treasury in terms of via the National Commission at the moment, because that's a route to Treasury in terms of budget. That says to you, this is my wish, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm requiring. Now, what is that, General? Now, if you try 1% and you're not motivated to Treasury via the National International Commission, there's not much you can do, because in terms of the budget process, there is a quite involved process of amending the budget that we need to suggest we do. But we don't have a case to make to amend this particular budget at this stage, because the case has not been prepared. I don't know whether I'm making myself clear in terms of this. So perhaps, Chair, in the next engagement that we're going to have with the specifically with the DGCR, we need to go into this discussion, going forward with the organizational review that has been done, the OG that has been done in terms of the other unit, in order to understand what will happen in October when the adjustment is done in terms of this, whether there is anything. But that case must be made from now, going forward. But with respect for now, I have read that case and let in a response. You will be able to do it in general in terms of you. But you have said to me, Treasury is a negative amount. You did not make case for it. In that way, you didn't even have a full compliance with the Act. Not full compliance with the giving the judgment, because this is a judgment in terms of making that case. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. I just want to add one thing on what Connor raised in Mohammed Bailey. If I listen correctly to General Meza, there's currently more or less a vacancy, 700 vacancies, more or less. And from the portfolio committee side, we need also timelines. We can do that in May, it's not, but we will have to have clear timelines on when do you going to fill those vacancies. Of course, linked to Honorable Arkadani's argument that for us also, when you come back with your instruction, also the plans, the DPA engagements, if you want more staff for your two new units, you must ensure that you fill your current vacancies. I mean, that's going to be quite critical. Building an argument for the two new units. So I think that's an issue that you don't have to respond to that now, but I think we will have to have in May a clear plan from the DPCI. How are you going to deal with the vacancies?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Just a very quick question my first quick question that springboards from what you just mentioned, and also pulling from Honorable Ramachandran, is that if we have that current vacancy of 700 odd posts, can I just be given clarity to understand whether the budget allocation figure of just over 1.1 million for compensation of employees, so does that cover what would be spent if the full course establishment was full? In which case, Chair, it'll obviously have implications later on in the financial year. Should those vacancies be slower in being filled, we'd then be seeing some understanding of these. I just want to get a sense of, especially that based on a projected full course filled, what we need to spend, or is this based on a previous baseline, which might be causing a bit of squeeze, should you then need to fill all those boxes? Just some clarity on that. And then Chair, thank you to the journals for their comments and their feedback on my initial comments. I do note Lieutenant General Kasani's discomfort with my use of the term head squad. But I did note that Lieutenant General Chairman of Asia. If he was comfortable to use the terminology of hitting at particular targets in pursuing cases. So maybe the generals must agree on whether hitch is a acceptable term in describing their work. Yes, fully agree. We must not overload the DPCI. I mean that is where the effectiveness of DPCI becomes realized, is when it has a focused, a specialized, quality-centric approach. And especially in light of the fiscal constraints, it's all the more important that is adhered to in dealing with serious and organized crime at the right level. And so that's why, as I was saying, Shay, it's about my concerns and my two-mindedness come from the questions that arise when you see what looks like a deviation from that, given the imperatives for the hopes, you know. So if we are, and you know, the Lieutenant General Nemeza was reluctant to use the actual name, but I will use it now. The Oshadavan arrest we have heard so far is in relation to the Citizens Act contraventions and a little bit of multi-member operation. You know, the question arises when it comes to resource deployment, given the constraints, and given the managed framework, is this now not going against that imperative of saying that we mustn't overload, we mustn't stray into side issues? Another one is we've heard about the Busima Tlangu perjury arrest in the Eastern Cape. Now, perjury is a serious issue. It was the case. And I wonder if it is at the correct level for the folks to be dealing with, given that he's an activist for fees much more, and you know that's inconvenient politically in some quarters. But is it for the folks to be dealing with?
Can we maybe make the humble request that we avoid talking about cases that are before the courts?
Chair, I was going to say with respect to Honourable that the issue about not sure whether we fairly competent in dealing with the individual cases, individual arrest by day here. I would caution that perhaps we should not get to that who should be arrested, who should not be arrested as here. And I'm not suggesting, but I think I'm uncomfortable with this naming here. I think that I'm just wanted to indicate that.
Maybe operational matters, especially cases that are currently in court or with the NPA, you know, we're going to be uncomfortable to do that. So I think we can address the principle, but not specific cases. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Che. That's precisely the line I'm going down. I'm citing specific incidents, which I'm not asking the management to give any substantive legal comment on, given that they'll be in the judicial process. But I'm citing those to give examples of why questions arise about whether here going to be effectively in service of the public in relation to the whole campus? I'm not sure you already covered what I wanted to make mention of insofar as specifics are. So I had a question, actually it's an important part that I was going to ask a question around timeline and deployment of the specialized units that were announced by the president in the Solna, but we have had an indication from Lieutenant General Kremela around feasibility study, the 15 May deadline, and a call about signing off on the new organizational structure, and that's something, it's all part of that, so I assume that we will follow up in terms of quarterly performance. There was a question specifically to do with this point about fuel traveling and subsistence in slide 16. Those experience items being major cost drivers. And it was to ask the question that is the DPCI ensuring that the use of funds for these operational activities is optimal. And where this question comes from here is that I've had one report about a Hawks manned vehicle forming part of a blue light vehicle convoy in the Eastern Cape. That is not optimal, it's not the mandate, and we shouldn't have that kind of wayward activity. And so it's just to say financial controls, operational controls, maximizing use of the budget for the implementation of the mandate, do we have those in place and those measures so that, again, questions don't arise, we give less oxygen for the cynicism and the questions that you hang on the walls right now. That's it.
Thank you, Chair. Let me start off by saying, you know, I do agree with the when you say that the work that the police do is not appreciated, is not valued. But Chair, I think I'll be failing in my duty if I don't inform the House that what Lieutenant General Zenega, I think what I've identified recently was, you know, there's a difficulty when you deal with people at different levels in returning your calls and coming back to you, taking up matters and things. But I was very impressed with some matters that I had discussed with him and called him at an all hour, I can assure you. But I can guarantee you that he never stopped contacting him on feedback on the matters because of those matters. And for that, I think that augurs very well for the DPCI in South Africa for the commitment and dedication that they have. I think that really, I thought it's my duty to inform the staff. The other thing is I have been for a period of time now following the work that is and the processes and the programs that are being by our acting commissioner. And I think, again, South Africans must realize after a very long time, we are in very good hands of them. And I think we need to give the support to the police services. We need to do that. And we tend to fail to do that. You know, unfortunately, we are judged by what you don't do. And that is the unfortunate thing about it. So there's a lot of good work. There are challenges, yes. But I think we need to commend people on the good work they are doing. So I just want to start off with that. Chair, one of my challenges, and I think if we could get an explanation, I know you want to promote the idea of special vote, which I think is a good thing, but apparently the documentation brought in the presentation earlier, there are some challenges, and I just want to comment on that. In terms of the cost of setting it up, if it's going to be a separate vote, with regards to that and the working relationship, you know, how do you believe it could hamper, if not, if it could not, but it needs to give us a clearer picture with regards to that, is it going to be a special vote, like you said, not in this year and like the next year, but in the following year. Is there going to be major cost implications? If not, it would just give us some clarity, if not necessarily today, but at some stage, so we'll know that when we want to move into that particular direction, matters are going to be debated as to what we could actually do. The other thing is this, I know there are a lot of agencies and things like that. With regards to the limited budget that you have, would you say that the fact that you had limited budget in the last financial year, in the last two financial years, how has that actually hampered your success rate in doing what you're supposed to do to combat this? Did you many challenges, you know, in going out there. You didn't have enough resources, I would imagine, to be able to go. And how much more would you have been able to do if you were given adequate funding to be able to address the challenges that you are faced by your community and the deep issue? So I think those are the two things that I would like to just get some clarity on, if that could perhaps help us.
Yeah, no, that is sufficient. Could you say, I don't know, Sir Pashin, if it would be advisable to again go back and to my earlier request, looking, reading of the judge's decision regarding the writing of the GPCI and its independence and its accountability to the legislative or the legislative house, not necessarily the executive. Noting also the concerns raised by the Treasury, not only affecting TPCI but right across state departments in terms of cutting of expenditure. If maybe then it would be advisable to persuade the committee secretary to say, you know, my understanding, you know, that's why we have this particular problem in case again with regard to the head of mountain case again, because this problem is also established in provinces. In provinces it has got its own fixed costs, which definitely will be accounted for by the national authority of the TPCI. Those things are just a daily bread thing. The fixed costs, you know, in terms of the building they occupy, whatever, those are fixed costs. The reason I'm persuaded to go back to that, you know, the presentation made by the gentleman, I've forgotten the name, I didn't catch the name very well, who was actually then taking us to ever increasing costs financially after financial year of the TPCI. Which to me that it will be just an evolution process of any new department. It will have those challenges that you establish it tomorrow, new challenges emerge, you need to put them in place. We are talking now of, for example, firearms unit, drugs unit. Tomorrow there might be also a requirement of another unit. It will have also its fixed costs and barring costs. So, even only if, I think, as a this committee suggestion, if the budget stands the way it is, it will be very much impossible, as far as I understand, for us to engage, particularly when we go back to the legislature, to the General Assembly, to say, no, look, in this particular way, you are actually then going to bring the GPCI grounding in terms of this particular requirement. I know that last time when we had a briefing from TPCI, there was a unity which I think General Demesa was saying they will be receiving some penetration headings. I don't know what. The number of those people, what are the costs, flying them there, or also looking after them when they are there, and all those things. Now, if there's no sufficient breakdown to say these are the fixed costs, these are the operational costs. The operational costs are actually then varying like this, and these are the demands in terms of these varying costs. In terms of our bulk of organized crime activities, for example, in this case, whether you like it or not, how can we be the first half of these organized criminal activities because of the nature of its economic structure and move down to other provinces and other. There will also be legal, because you know right now then I don't want to venture into this also look at the case. What you call this time? In South Africa, I almost like you
know,
tend
to
keep
we said previously will not be good.
I'm just mentioning that in passing. But I know of the historical past that
There are some well-organized syndicates here that go a long way in South Africa. And most of the guys were part of those syndicates. And so the legal fees that will go into these things and all these things. So if there is no sufficient breakdown, will the BCI and will the BCI be able to rise to that challenge? You can't say you are going to deal with syndicates that have got numerous amounts of resources in terms of court challenges and all that, and you run on the dry bone, because you will be just liquidated right from anyone before you can even judge them. They are like government. Some of these people are like government. They've got the resources at their disposal are by far exceeding the resources of the government. So that's why I'm inviting them in terms of chairperson to mention this. But I understand why I was raising that. Then lastly, chairperson, well, it will also be an irresponsible action from the side of the committee. Not necessarily to discard this, but to begin to say, the things that are actually going on around GPCI in the public discourse area, are they encouraging to the members of the GPCI or discouraging? And what is our role at this committee in terms of situation? Because once that public discourse suggests something, you know, public, it is sadly, you know. That's why I believe that strongly what you try to say. If, for example, you say something which is untrue several times and you repeat it, it becomes true and sticks. Now, if then, for example, I want Benda to watch
I don't
want to
discourage you, but if you
could
just ask the question.
So, now, how do we then, maybe from the head of the GPCI and also the Election National Commission, deal with the clearing of the image of the GPCI in the public domain that seems to be getting tarnished for whatever reasons? Unfortunately, I don't want to be speculative about these matters, for whatever reasons. But for others, this committee is to say, if the unit is actually doing what it is doing with an aim of implementing its mandate that is in line with the law, it becomes the duty also of this committee to actually be able to defend unwaveringly, in a very unambiguous manner, the unit, and also be able to express its political mandate, even to the public in terms of ensuring that the mandate of the unit. Not to say that we leave it up to the unit to say, oh well, because if we, only if we can do that, for whatever reasons it may be, that's why I say, I don't want to get into the nitty-gritties of this. It is sufficient work being done in terms of ensuring that you clarify lies from realities and also begin to ensure that we get the society of the Republic on board with all of us. Thank you, madam.
Maybe before I give Honourable Mbassi the opportunity, maybe just to indicate what was wrong with the committee. As 2 weeks ago, we expressed our views on this issue very clearly, that we said that it's quite important that the DPCI must be given the opportunity to do their work without fear or prejudice. They must be independent, they must do their work. And if there is specific complaints regarding their conduct as well as their operational activities, the public must go to the judge, the judge himself. Office has been established as the oversight institution in terms of the Act, the SAPS Act. This committee has voted 4.4 million in this current budget cycle for that work of the judge. So if there's complaints about operational requirements, if there's members of the hawks that feel that they're doing things that they shouldn't do, they must go to the judge and report. The judge report in the parliament. So that's the route that is available to the public. I think a lot of statements, accusations are made, but the correct place to go is a judge, and that's the constitutional, I think, check and balance that is in place. So I think that is important. We also said it's important for the DPCI to stick to the operational guidelines. The head must ensure that they stick to the operational guidelines, and we don't want to read about anyone's statements or running commentary about cases. If it's finished, they must go to the NPA, and the court must have discussed. that should be the route. So I think that is the general trend. You want to see professional, and they must conduct themselves professionally. If they don't go in to do it, we'll call them here. Honourable Mulabaji.
Thank you, Dr. Shen. Dr. Shen, we all see the wonderful work that is done by the monks on a daily basis in our country. My point is, why we ended up with the minister judgment was one of the reasons was because of the independence of the hawks. Now, my question is, will the little faith funds, will this somehow be addressing the judgment? Thanks.
Thanks, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. I'm now longing to go back to Pretoria. But when having said that, let me start, and Honorable Chair, I appreciate the response to some of the issues that Honorable Song will raise. I think the one way, or the only way, to bring back the confidence of the community and everyone in either the way done by the hawks and the police is just to do what we were employed to. Just focus on ensuring that the mandate of policing is being fulfilled fully without fear or favor, and refrain from having to do to be drawn into investigations and related matters like in the public domain. Ours is to investigate. Once we have a case to present charge before the relevant authorities, so that those cases are presented through are processed through the criminal justice system. If at the end of the day, those that are presiding over the matters get to the point where there is conviction or no conviction, we respect those decisions, unless there is evidence suggesting otherwise, which may warrant us activating related processes which are within the confines of our laws. Because every time you have serious investigators out there, serious judges out there writing things in the media, and we unfortunately cannot compete with that. Because it's taking the focus away from what we are supposed to be doing, answering specific questions on specific cases, and as the Honorable Chair indicated, in as far as the office is concerned, the Act provides for the establishment of the office of the judge to deal with matters related to the office. The investigative independent investigative IPIT, which investigate any matters that relates to the police and all other Chapter 9 institutions that are at our disposal for them to attend to those issues that a member or an individual or a group of individuals are concerned of. What we don't aim kindly is people continuously, you know, laying charges in the media without them having to go to a police station. If you have got a case, a strong statement is what is required as part of your A1. Not pages and pages of emails that are being sent through. Go to a police station, lay a charge, it will then be investigated accordingly. We will work hard, of course, by making sure that we deliver on our mandate. That's the only thing that must consume our energy and allow other structures to play their part in the process. There is an issue that Honorable Bella raised about the convoy. I see a question in that regard, and I must say to the Honorable Members that the hawks cannot play the role of protection facilities or residential protection. What I think people mistake is if they see the horse vehicle and unmarked vehicle, mistaking that to be a protection due to someone. Many times I see it. It will be a lead vehicle when head of the hogs will be moving from A to B for the purposes of executing his mandate. Because we are speaking here about the independence. So the head of the hogs is not going to activate a 10-1 vehicle which is focused on doing ordinary police work to be able to do the work that is required in that space. So I just want to clear that because I think once or twice I've seen a question raised and I have proof that it has never happened and it will never happen that the horse perform a function of protection outside their mandate. It may happen that the end of the horse is part of a convoy. Now, we are not going to say that the vehicle must stay there and not move together with the convoy in the way they are supposed to be. I've noted the issues around the cases, and I thought that we had said that at our level, we will approach matters with caution to be sure that that which falls within the mandate of the hawks is being dealt with there. That which falls within the mandate of the hawks is being dealt there. By example, I use the establishment of organized crime to say we normally talk about the levels, level 1, level 2, 3, 4, 5, and then within that we pitch cases that are to go to the hawks so that the detectives can take care of those other matters. I think this also relates to the issue of corruption. If you take, for example, bribery, this traffic officer taking 100 dens for a so-called cool drink, is it a matter that must be dealt with by the hawks or is it a matter that must be dealt with by the detectives? Displaying that background, okay, that the question where is the corruption capacity within the shops will be fully dealt with in this financial year to make sure that there is some capacity at the level which can deal with those cases that are not at the DPCR level, which is very critical for us. Because if you were to fully have a vote, for example, walking completely on their own somewhere, those other matters will still be coming to the stations, whatever detectives to deal with, and we must have the capacity to deal with those issues. I think I've taken note of the comments, which we appreciate, my Honourable Sheikh. We appreciate that. Yes, sometimes you look at General Tlameza, you wonder why he is still standing. If you hear all these things, it's as if there is anyone which you know is doing nothing correct. We forget all the good work which has been done in that environment. And as you said, we are human beings. We make mistakes. We learn from our mistakes. And we will grow. And in that, we are not going to compromise at all on our legislative mandate as far as policy is concerned. I think there is just one issue which Honorable Ramatlakane raised on the special vote, the cost implications and moving from A to B. I think that's the one.
Thank you, General Pahami.
Thanks, Honourable Chair, Honourable Members. I'll start with the first question. How do you travel from point to point? That is my share. are using the commercial slang. But at times, I'm approaching the ethnic nationalist to assist me if we are teaching the same thing. But what happens now, putting me in the corner, honorable chair and honorable members, when I'm dealing with the operation, it's difficult for me to ask maybe the helicopter, to ask maybe the jet, because there will be that process of making application, which at times can compromise my operation on the side of the hawk. But what I'm going to do, because I'm still a child that is moving from the mother body away, if I can have a helicopter and a jet for the hawk, I think some of the issues and some of the talking that the hawk is not complying with the act will be a thing of the past. Because it leaves me, honorable chair, as I indicated, there are public issues. Those I cannot even discuss with anyone who is supposed not to know what I'm doing. But I'll be forced to approach the National Commission. And in that process, some of the people who are not supposed to know what I'm going to do, what I'm doing, they're going to know, because there will be some application. It's when I want to ask this panel group how to dance to the submission that I will be coming with in May, or towards the end of the May, or of May. I'll be putting those requirements. So that I ask the Honorable House to assist me so that I can comply with the act. I'm trying my own means to comply, to take away the target of the staff and remove the target of the hawk. But as long as these issues are not yet addressed, that is not going to happen easily. And day and day, as the general has just indicated, for the pretend, we will see this animal, that is refusing to comply with the act, whereas I want to comply with the act. Even my honorable minister suggested that general, I think there's a need for you to have your own change. Because if I want to move to a place, I must put the antenna. The antenna which must go to the general, of which I cannot take my antenna to the general. You see, this is the junior officers. They will be touching my antenna. They know the head of the hawk is going to that place. Something which is also dangerous for me. So these are the issues. But the ending national commission have put some sort of dedicated people to deal with my antenna. Because,
yeah, General, I don't think we want to go into operational around your situation as well. I think we acknowledge that in May you will come back with your wish list, and you will have a cause in Nelson. It seems like they're going to talk about compiling that wish list. But we'll deal with that in May. You can thank for that issue as well.
I think the Honorable General Farhana has touched some of the questions. The issue of the timeline, when are we going to say we're launching the unit? That one I will ask the Honorable Committee to give me time. I cannot put the exact time, but it will be a reasonable time. I don't want, when I say to say May or June, when I come here, they will be saying I lie under oath. Hence, Honorable Chair.
Other responses from General Ramakosi, General Nelson, General Personal Experience?
I think it was just in relation to the question that Honorable Rahatakan asked, but I see it not here. I think just to give a and DPC has been one of them. And then in turn, we communicate the requirements to Treasury. So their allocation is based on what we've communicated to them. So specifically the amount of the 1.4 billion, you would have seen that what we factored in, there's essentially been a CPI growth since 2001. And for the current financial year, that's essentially what we would have communicated to Treasury. But if there are other additional requirements, as is being alluded to, we will factor it as part of the new medium-term financial budget process. And then as part of the discussion with the books, we will do that as well. We are particularly sensitive in terms of the funds that are allocated to DPCI. So the reinvesting aspect of it is we do make certain that there is no deviation in terms of the utilization of the funds as part of the process. In fact, when they do get allocated, 20% of over to them. There's an element somewhat of independence, but I don't necessarily think it does satisfy the requirement as it's being requested by the court. I don't know, General, if you've got anything to add into the question that were asked on the question.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honourable Member requested clarity in terms of the 55% calculated from 2019 baseline to 2015-17.
I forgot something 100%. If you allow me to mention, for the first time within the DPCI has got its own advance office. By Tuesday next week, I will be launching the new advance office at National Head Office of the Arts. I think I'm going to bring it towards independence. Yes.
Thank you. Members, you've covered all the responses. Thank you. Jim Aslani, last this from your side before I close.
Honourable Chair, honourable members, we are very grateful for the opportunity that was presented to us for us to appear before the honourable members of the committee. We are grateful that we were able to share with you what is in the detail in our plans for the 2016-2017 financial year. There is commitment from us to translate those plans into action. We have done some work in ensuring the further translation of those plans into practice. We will hold each other accountable within the service to make sure that they is delivered. We can just appreciate the input that we always get guidance from the honourable members. It helps a great deal in ensuring that there is full compliance from us with the legislation and other related prescriptions dictates. We commit ourselves to be back here when called upon, particularly to respond to some of the issues that we had promised delivery on, amongst others, the management intervention related issues. What is the progress that we have made in respect of the back to basics approach up to the end of this financial year? And thanks very much for appreciation from the honourable members on the work that the South African position is done. It is just for the good of our country that we continue to execute our policy mandate. And I'll thank you, Chair, by not expressing my appreciation to the leadership team in the South African policies. That since my appointment as acting has been focused in ensuring that we make a great branch in our endeavor to police this country, and most importantly, the leadership and guidance of both the Minister of Police and the Deputy Minister in ensuring that we deliver on our mandate. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, members, also for this week's proceedings. We started on Tuesday, it's now Friday, we completed the police budget vote. Again, the expectations from the public is that all South Africa are in fiscal safe. That is the bottom line. And I think the implementation of the NDP is non-negotiable. We indicated that also yesterday with regard to the targets. We must ensure that professionalism is absolutely must go down. That is the only way we're going to succeed. I think the interaction today with the ECI was constructive. I think we made progress with regard to options in terms of going forward. Although, of course, there's going to be technical debates, but I think the committee has moved today somewhat from the program option, but we'll debate that on Friday. So there might need to be more work being done, be done in that way, but I think maybe we'll have to have further interactions with the ECI, especially regarding the filling of the vacant posts. That's critical. Also, the development further of the other two units, how you're going to deal with Interpol, and also in the envelope you want for further expenditure, as Honourable Ramadakani also indicated, we need motivation that we can support. I think there was a criticism in the past on the refugee side, so there must be ample motivation ensuring that we can support further increases in your budget growth. But from the committee side, it's quite important that you operate independently as along the constitutional court judgment. Of course, there's some issue that must still be handled. I mean, this thing, the handover, some issue from detectives, those kind of issues must still be sorted out. So I think in the next budget side, it's important that we close those issues as well. And maybe this of the program of the vote will contribute to that. So I think we'll also want to urge SAPS and EPSI to intensify for interaction with Treasury with regard to the options. That we get closer on that, because it shouldn't be a hindrance to deal with the issues of resources. Again, also, we from the Portfolio Committee side want to call on the public. If there's problems with regard to the functioning of the hawks, if there's high profile cases, problems, go to Judge Bushra's office. He is approachable, he's visiting all the provinces, and that's the way you go. Let's use the constitutional structures that is available, and we can deal with those issues. Thank you very much.